it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
New national test results are confirming what many had long suspected. The pandemic has created learning setbacks for the nation's school children in all 50 states. On our newsline, U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Mr. Secretary, it is good to talk with you. National math scores saw their biggest decreases ever. Reading scores fell back to 1992 levels. Can you trace all of this directly to the disruptions from the pandemic?
You know, without question, the pandemic had a significant impact on our learners. Not only as secretary can I tell you that, but as a father, I had two students in high school during that period. And, you know, the classes weren't, there is no substitute for a classroom teacher. And we're seeing in when students ended up returning that there were gaps in their learning. And the NAEP data, the nation's report card just confirmed that.
I think everyone did the best they could, teachers and students. Was this just unavoidable?
Look, let's not forget, we've lost a million Americans during that time. 200,000 students are coming back to school without a parent because they lost a parent due to the pandemic. This was a significant impact on all of us, on education, on our economy. It was a significant impact. And, you know, while I applaud the work of our educators, of our school leaders to try to make it as normal as possible during those years, especially the height of the disruption, we know that there's no substitute for in-person learning. So right now, our focus needs to be using the American Rescue Plan dollars to accelerate learning, to provide more than what they had before. We're not going to close gaps, and we're not going to catch students up doing more of the same. We have to give them better, more services, and use the American Rescue Plan dollar to help them with their reading, their math, at a level and an approach that we haven't done before. It's really a moment now, a call to action, a moment of truth for us as educators to really raise the bar across the board.
So what do we do now? What will kids need to catch up, and are they getting what they need?
Yeah, with the American Rescue Plan dollars, I've seen there are probably more students in summer school this summer than at any other point in our country's history. We're seeing great after-school programs where kids are getting enrichment, additional support in reading and math and science. Today, I visited a school in Maryland, and I saw two certified teachers in a classroom with small group instruction going on. That's how you accelerate student learning. So I do think we have strategies across the country, but we really have to double down on that. We can't go back to what it was before. That's not enough. We have to raise the bar. And let me be frank. In 2019, those data that we were looking at, those weren't great either. Our country has to reclaim the top spot in the world as the highest performing students. We're not going to do that if we don't take this as a call to action to really raise the bar in education across the country.
Children in poor, underserved, Black and brown communities seem to have been most adversely affected. Why is that, Mr. Secretary, and what can be done for them?
You know, it's a truth that is very difficult to come to grips with. We also know that in many of these communities, COVID hit harder. Many of these communities, they may be more densely populated. And we had gaps in achievement based on race and place before the pandemic. This made them worse. Again, that's why we're focusing on making sure every state has a plan to address disparities, to focus the AARP dollars in those communities that were hardest hit, that felt it the most. And, you know, despite only half of Congress voting for it, every state now has additional funds in education to address what NAEP told us happened during the pandemic. Students went backwards. We need to double down now and make sure that we're accelerating learning, giving students more opportunities to have high-quality instruction with certified teachers. In a setting that they feel comfortable growing and learning, that's our charge right now.
Secretary Cardona, will these kids ever catch up, or is this, quite frankly, a doomed generation?
Absolutely not. They will catch up if we focus our energy on making sure we provide them the support that they need. And let me just say this, too. The American Rescue Plan dollars, $130 billion, that the president pushed for and half of Congress passed. That's a down payment on what we need to be investing in education. We keep hearing about teacher shortages. Well, if we're not going to address the root of the issue, then I worry about the future of our students. But I have confidence that if we all put our best foot forward and make sure we're funding education appropriately, make sure we're using the funds to give students extra support, which is what they need, I have confidence that these students not only will catch up, but surpass levels from before and really rise internationally in terms of achievement.
U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Mr. Secretary, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.